Well, our Advent season has come to a close, and now the Christmas season begins to dawn upon us. And I want to reflect briefly on how the Christmas story can shed light on our efforts to accept the invitation to follow Christ as his disciples, an invitation to a stewardship way of life. They call it intentional something or other now. I don't know what the popular phrase is, intentional discipleship. But what we're talking about is being generous, as the Christmas story presents us with lots of generous people, realizing how much God loves us, and every good gift we have comes from God, and we want to then accept those gifts with gratitude and develop them and return them with interest to the Lord. And so that's what we're talking about. Now, we know that God could have chosen any number of different ways to enter into our lives, but the way God did it was incredibly generous. The shepherds gave their time to the king. They knew exactly what was happening because the angels told them so, as I just read in the gospel passage. But they stopped what they were doing because they realized something more important was going on. They stopped what they were doing and they responded by going to see. They put aside their time for this newborn king. And now Joseph, he was betrothed to Mary. They were engaged, but we don't know much about him except that he accepted a pregnant fiancée. And Joseph was ready to divorce Mary quietly, but the angel told him in a dream what he should do otherwise, and so he gave up his reputation for this newborn king. And he willingly followed the ways of God, regardless what the neighbors thought, because, think about it, God is worth a lot more than our neighbors and what they think about us. God is worth more than our very reputation. And then we have the Magi coming up next week or so in our gospel readings. And the Magi followed the star, bringing some of their treasures with them to the newborn king. And the Magi didn't know much about Judaism or a Jewish Messiah. They didn't even know where to find him. They had to do something that men do not like to do. They had to ask for directions. And they only had limited knowledge, but they knew the basics. You give your best to the king. And now we read in the scriptures that Jesus is the image of the invisible God. He shows us what it looks like to give your whole life to God. Jesus gave his whole life to God, his Father. In the 10th chapter of St. Mark, he says, "The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." Because Jesus came as a baby on this earth to offer himself completely on our behalf. Jesus entered human history for one purpose, to give his very life for all of us so that we could have eternal life. And finally, in all of the Christmas story, we have God the Father, who shows us the highest form of generosity. How could it be otherwise? The most difficult thing to give away is whatever is most precious to you. For some, that could be a possession or their money. Or someone has a dream, an idea, and wants to bring it to fruition. It could be your spouse or one of your children or all of your children. Well, that's the sacrifice that God made. Jesus gave his life, but God gave his own precious Son out of love for us. And so we can see there's a progression in this story. Some gave their possessions or their time. Others were asked to give much more. All other than God himself gave as a response to God's love and God's purpose and God's calling for each one of us. And during these few weeks of the Christmas season, we hope to become a small little mirror of that gigantic generosity of God. And if you decide to offer more of your life back to God, who knows? what great things God has in store for you.